Frontier-style decor covers every inch of the walls at the Coppertop Ale House in downtown Prescott. Proprietor Scott Whitney says craft brewing has been a proud tradition in Prescott for more than a century. Even his old-fashioned granite grain mill harkens back to that history.
And it does a great job at milling our grain, so.
The freshly crunched malt has a rich, chocolatey smell. It'll add color and flavor to Whitney's next batch of beer. Like other Arizona craft brewers, he's had to order his malt from other states. Whitney says he's thrilled to finally have a local supplier of malt.
As soon as they say it's ready, I will be hitching up a trailer and I will be on their doorstep. So I'm ready to go with a checkbook in hand. So yeah, I'm excited.
For Whitney, using local ingredients is a conversation starter with his customers. Every pint he pours is an opportunity to tell a story about how beer could save the Verde River.
There you go, sir.
The Verde flows undammed through central Arizona for more than 100 miles. It's home to native fish and river otters. Kimberly Shonick is the Verde River Program Manager for the Nature Conservancy.
It's a special place to fish, to swim, to kayak, just to get outdoors. But it's also, importantly, water supply for lots of people.
In Arizona, that's the kind of situation that typically makes farms, cities, and conservationists square off for a fight. But Shonick had a better idea, a business plan.
We kind of came up with this concept of what if we took barley and grew it and malted it and then sold it to local breweries.
Most farms in Camp Verde grow corn or alfalfa, crops that need a lot of water in the hot summer months. But barley is different. It uses less water and it's irrigated in the spring when the Verde River is full of snowmelt. Shonick took the idea to local farmer Zach Hauser.
So Zach was willing to step up and plant our first crop of barley.
Yeah, so it's helpful for the Verde because we're not taking any water in the months of June and July. So, you know, anything that we don't use gets spilled right back into the river.
Hauser's family has farmed in Camp Verde since the 60s. For him, protecting the river means protecting the future of his farm.
Yeah, I'm not exaggerating when I say that I love the ground like I love my kids. It's a, you know, it's an honest answer. If we do, you know, these water projects like drip irrigation, we know that if we can do our part in sustaining the river, then farming will always be here on these properties.
But the farm has to make money too. Once the barley is processed into malt, it fetches high prices at breweries and bakeries. That transformation requires sophisticated equipment at a malt house. And Arizona didn't have one until now.
This is the only malt house in Arizona.
That's Chip Norton, president of the new company Sinawa Malt. He set up the malt house in a warehouse in Camp Verde. Here, barley grains are steeped in water and blasted with air inside giant silver vessels until they sprout. Then they're toasted in a kiln.
So it seems odd that we have all this ductwork, all these tanks, valves, process equipment, big capital investment in terms of getting the right electrical, plumbing, compressed air, gas to this vessel, and it's all about a little grain of barley.
Norton says he got involved with the project because he cares about the Verde River and family farms, but he adds it's a perk that his product also makes great beer.
It's a real low-energy way of doing river conservation, I think, is that someone can quaff a beer and say, well, I'm a conservationist.
If the project pans out financially, that's just what will happen at craft breweries around the state. Half a dozen have already signed up to buy from Sinawa Malt this year. For KNAU, I'm Melissa Siveny in Flagstaff.